A public comment period on the proposed Pebble Mine ends July 1st, and mine opponents are doing all they can to get Senator Lisa Murkowski on their side. But as Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin reports, Murkowski is not ready to make a declaration about the mine for or against.
Publicly, Murkowski, Senator Dan Sullivan, Congressman Don Young, they're all on the same page on Pebble. They're not taking a stand on the mine. They say they want the Corps of Engineers environmental review to advance with decisions based on objective criteria. But Bristol Bay fishermen and others who oppose the mine see Murkowski as their beacon of hope. Cook Inlet Keeper spokesman Brandon Hill says Pebble opponents are directing their energies at Murkowski because they suspect, deep down, she's with them. And they don't feel that way about Sullivan.
So instead of wasting a lot of our time hoping that he might change his mind, we just don't expect he will. And Lisa seems like she's going to be the person at the top that really helps move this train, if at all. But we need her to speak up.
They're taking every opportunity to appeal to her. Last week, Murkowski posted a feel-good message on Facebook about her resolution to recognize this as the International Year of the Salmon. The post garnered more than 100 comments, most urging her to support salmon by opposing Pebble. Hill says he worries mine opponents could come on too strong and alienate Murkowski. He says he knows that she's deliberate and carefully weighs important decisions.
But gosh, there just comes a time when being a leader also means recognizing something that's unjust and changing it and being bold, you know? And I think that's what we're asking Lisa to do, is be bold and stand with us. Like, it's time.
Murkowski says it's not time. She says she's advocated for a robust permitting process.
But what about weighing in on the mine?
Well, what I want to do is to take what has been laid down not only in the draft EIS, but now with a...
She says she wants to read the science, the criticism of the science, and all the comments.
And so that is the next step in this evaluation that, as an Alaskan, I think I should be taking.
So you plan to take all that into consideration and then possibly weighing in?
There will be that point when I think it is appropriate.
Pebble is especially unpopular in coastal fishing towns, but some residents in the communities near where the mine would be are in favor of it. They say the region can't rely solely on salmon and desperately needs another industry. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.